If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Drugs? I'm not drunk.
It's Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know, there's a lot of friends of yours, Bill, yesterday at Hillcrest for the Nebraska-Wesleyan Golf Tournament. I'm curious, when you had your halo lights on, what colors you had on last night for them to look over, maybe.
Well, it was kind of, we're on 25% white lighting right now.
25%.
Yes, we look very Christmassy, white lights on, but 25%, so it's kind of a low glow right now. Now, we were on Memorial Day, red, white, and blue. We had that. But we'll change it up. Matter of fact, we'll change it up tonight. But we didn't have any. I probably should have had the Prairie Wolves out there.
Could have had their colors.
I just don't know.
What color is that?
Black and gold, right?
I don't know their colors. Ellie would have to tell me. I don't know what they are.
Brown.
I was brown and gold. That we were Wyoming. That was our look. We were Wyoming.
I remember.
And I think they're so black I remember and gold, very clearly. I don't know the new colors.
I remember when you were played.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember you playing.
Did you cover me?
No, I didn't. Mark Durwich would have probably.
So the Daily Nebraskan did not cover Wesleyan football at all, to your knowledge?
Well, hold on. What year did you graduate?
We'll just let it go.
No, what year did you graduate?
88.
The Daily Nebraskan didn't. I was thinking if I was at the Journal Star, I definitely covered a couple Wesleyan. God, I wonder
you
if
could have
I
seen his
you.
Touchdown that he had.
I wonder
did you see
if
the
I,
touchdown?
No, I didn't go to Benedictine.
At Amelia Earhart Field.
Was it Benedictine?
Benedictine, yes.
Yeah, I didn't. We didn't
slant route from the left.
We didn't go on the road. Hey,
Jack Jensen threw it.
Was it which? Did you plant your left foot or your right?
Left foot. Left foot. Yes. Slashed in. Yes.
Did you spike the ball?
You lined up left.
Should have spiked it probably.
You were lined up to the left.
On the left, right there. Yes. There was an audible.
Were you in?
Saw that I had isolation coverage out there, and Jack went to me immediately, kind of gave me the head nod, kind of the look.
Were you?
You said
in
you
the
still
slot?
Weren't open though.
What's that? No, no.
Oh, X you were
receiver.
Wide out.
I was wide. Yeah, I was wide on this.
But
one.
You still weren't open though. It was just a good throw.
It was not open. It was a massive. No one knew what happened. There was a massive crowd when the ball kind of slid through. There was nine people around the ball, and then this happened to stick somehow. Basically,
touchdown.
And I got touchdown. Yes.
I wonder what the face looked like.
It was sweet.
He didn't spike the ball though.
Should have spiked it.
Right? No, you don't spike it.
That was the only thing. So that.
What would Ron done if you spiked the ball?
He wouldn't have been proud. That would not have been good. There was no more. There was none of that back then. There was no showboating going on, that type of thing. And then there was the big win over Mike Osborne and Hastings, which was kind of my. That was kind of my. That was my only moment that really mattered.
We never talked about.
We never heard about this. I don't
yes,
think.
That was when
Mike Osborne.
Yeah, he was the starting quarterback for Hastings.
Okay.
And we beat him 3-0 in the second quarter. I caught another slant route and took a shot to the kidneys for a late hit. The late hit put us in field goal range.
Did you go like this?
I did. Gave him that. Made the field goal, and we won 3-0. So, yeah. So,
you're like Amir Abdullah.
Defensive battle out here.
Yeah. Setting up Nebraska versus Northwestern.
The same thing, yes.
How do people not talk about this?
It was a 9-yard completion.
9-yard completion. Tack on 10.
Tack on 15. Hit the field goal 3-0.
Wait a second. Yeah. You were responsible for them beating Mike Osborne and Hastings?
It's a pretty big thing.
There's two things that you did. Benedictine and Hastings. Does Mike Osborne still
gets heated when does we it? Talk. Yeah. Mike's a great guy. I love talking to him. I haven't talked to him for about a month or so.
When you buy Husker gear, does he up the price.
I don't know. We're kind of friends, so probably not. So,
wow.
We had some people that were chiming into the text line of the day, which I thought was important to bring this up. You keep talking about, Sip, this book that Bill Moose, friend of yours, former Nebraska AD.
Steve Moose.
Has coming out in sometime probably mid to late July, right? That's the time frame, or maybe August at the latest?
Yeah, later in summer.
You've mentioned on the show for years that there's a book you'd like to write at some point called I Missed Out on All the Fun.
This is your conversation.
No, you brought this book up before in the past. You brought up that you said you had a title for it, you have everything for it. It would be a bestseller.
Why are you not writing a book?
Why are you not writing the book?
I don't.
Yes.
Your book would be very popular.
Oh, in this state? Are you kidding me? This would be really popular.
It's not really.
How do we get this going?
It's not on my mind at all.
I guarantee if I asked the Breakers if they want a simple novel, they would say yes.
We want a novel?
Or the biography, whatever. Your book.
But no, they would not want a biography.
Autobiography? What do you want?
They do not want an autobiography.
Think about it. When you start talking
about...
They
just want a Husker book.
They just want to talk about... They want to talk about Nebraska. You covered Danny Nee.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You covered, five head coaches?
Mm-hmm.
So five head coaches.
Yeah, there's been a lot. I mean,
so you got to go through Osborne all the way to current.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing is, the funny stories, the lighthearted stories, or the behind-the-scenes stories you could tell. Well,
there's
this is what happened after the Iowa State game, right, and whatever, that type of scenario. Because that's what's interesting. It's not that I did this.
No.
It
wouldn't be that.
Hey,
trust me.
I was talking to Pelini after this game, and this is what came up. Whatever it is, that would be very interesting to people.
It would be at some point, maybe. It will happen.
The Journal Star stories would be great, just answering the phone. Sports!
Charlie McBride chasing you into the elevator.
Yes, that would be...
That was bad.
Yeah, those things...
People want to hear that.
Yeah,
they want to read the story of that.
There's a lot of good stories, for sure. I'm not inclined to do it right now because of time constraints, but maybe in 10 years. I'm not in the business.
Couldn't we start it? We start all like just get some outlines put together?
That's a third job, right? Wouldn't you call that kind of like a third job?
Yeah, just kind of start a little bit. Because the one thing, you like getting paid. This would make money. This would
books,
be.
You know,
I would like to finance this. I'd like to get finance. Jake, would you jump in?
We will
jump in to finance this. Breakers, please text in. We're not going to wait. We're not going to wait until Friday to see if people want to buy Steve's book. Let's text.
There's
in
no
now.
Book in the works.
Yeah, but would they buy one?
Brad, I'd buy the book for sure.
Yeah, Bert.
Bert says Sip's interactions with Bo could be a book by itself.
Probably could.
And Danny Nee would be my favorite.
Danny Nee would be good.
Danny Nee would be incredible.
It was a very similar situation. I mean, if I told you everything, it would freak you out.
That's what I mean. That's
the stuff that, like, Danny threatening my life. Stuff like that.
I'd like to see that one.
I'm like, he wouldn't mind me saying it. We've talked about it. He did say it one time in his office, I can have you taken care of. And I said, Danny, what does that mean exactly?
And what did he say?
What are we talking
what
about?
You follow up with?
You're gonna have me off.
And you think this? So you've been threatened. You've been threatened that there was a hit put out on you, and that's not going to be a great book.
I can have you taken care of,
Danny. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
This, was this after you talked about turning this place into a bowling alley?
No.
Just start winning more games, Dan, turning this place into a bowling alley.
He was a really good coach to deal with because he didn't stew. He just came at you. I mean, it was – oh, we had the heated – I mean, I always would take issue with people saying I'm a homer because it was horrible at times dealing with coaches, like really hard, like rough.
Yeah.
Rough stuff. I mean, you got to go over and deal with them and face them. And
probably had, right, there's probably certain times too like that. It's like, okay, this guy's getting let go. Don't want him to get let go. Really like
stuff like that.
Yeah. So I know these assistants, or I know
this,
or they had to have this change. Yeah. And I think who's the most interesting? Take Moose out, I guess, or is he the one? Who's the most interesting AD that you covered? You covered what? How many ADs?
Quite a few.
So go back through it. So before
Byrne, I'd say Byrne. Byrne or Moose.
Byrne or Moose.
Yeah, Byrne was – I wish I could tell a story about it was more – Byrne did nothing wrong. I did, and Byrne handled it really well. But Byrne was – I mean, he was incredibly intelligent and had a – he had a way about him that was interesting because he had very much a business acumen. He comported himself well. It was different than Moose. Moose was a lot looser. And Byrne presented himself one way, but behind the scenes, Byrne was super funny. And I don't know, I just got along with Byrne really well. He was interesting. Moose was the best storyteller. I would try to have serious interviews with him, and we just end up laughing too much. And I'd be like, Bill, we got to be more serious about this stuff. But he just likes to tell stories, and he's super funny. I mean, he's one of the funniest people I've ever dealt with. Anyway, I don't know if I'd write a children's book, maybe.
You've got about 20 people that already want to buy a book. Text line.
We prepay these.
What if I wrote about feral cats and where they could go?
I'd probably buy that, too.
At least be a chapter.
No,
be a chapter about the stool?
Yeah, of course.
There'd be a chapter. There's got to be two chapters because, I'm not part of this. Like I said.
There would be chapters about the stool.
I made it very clear with that, like that. You guys are like you're Saban.
Pretty big in the book.
You're Saban, because you two guys have won like six national championships. I'm just trying to help you win the seven.
You have to bring up Bill's conversation from The Rock out at the Shoemakers. when he got the spirits on the phone.
That was rough. That was a rough day.
Bill took you to town.
He completely took me to task. It was a rough one. That was a rough. But you were in the right on that. That's why it was rough. Because Bill's smart. He was like, why didn't you talk to anybody else? Like, I just had one basic source. I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but you're like, why wouldn't you?
I believe we probably talked to
the next
day.
Isn't it your job to talk to somebody else? Like, now that you mentioned it.
You got like Watergate or something. Like, who'd you talk to? Well, it was
I was on The Rock, and Bill called. Bill called on an afternoon.
He told me
Sunday afternoon, blew up my world a little bit.
Must have nothing
my
else
world
to do.
Yeah.
Must have been bored.
No, you weren't bored. You were hot.
Coach. He was pissed.
Being an assistant coach.
The spillover's next, an early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.